Okay. Well, I would say, that it is kedai to talk about. It's really probably kedai to talk about a topic that is not an exciting topic, because you're the guys that come on an El Shabbos Friday, anyways, right? So I know you'll be back next week, no matter what goes on this week, right? But unfortunately, I didn't know that it was an El Shabbos until I looked on the bulletin board and I walked in. I would have saved for you guys Hilchos Tumura, Bizman Hazeh. But since I didn't know the schedule, so instead I will talk about an exciting topic, which is the topic of Birchas Kayhanim for the Israel. Now, who here is a Kayin? Who here is a Kayin? So,
really?
He's a Kayin? Huh? Are you sure? He's a Kayin?
Yeah,
Kayhanim? I have three Kayhanim. Kayhanim's reason. Ah! So, I'm probably going to talk today specifically about the halachas of a Kayhanim, of Birchas Kayhanim, what are Negeya to a Yisrael. Or Negeya to Yisrael, so we're made up. What? Or Negeya to a Levi, we're talking about Kayhanim. I try to keep it in order, so if you decide to learn the Simin Kuf Kav Ches over Shabbos, which is only 47 Sifin, that's 45. So it's only 45 Sifin. So the male decides you can then follow along. I skipped everything that's Negeya Kayin. I just right now jotted down something, but I skipped everything that's Negeya the Kayin in the Duchening process and all for Yisra. So you can leave if you'd like, right? And but I just want to start out with one thing which is extremely important, and it's all Negeya to you too. So it's good to listen. If you get bored, this Shabbos, look in the Zayar. And the Zohar goes by Dafin, just like the Shas goes in Dafin. So Daf Kuf Mem Hei, Kuf Mem Vav, Kuf Mem Zayin, over there it discusses all of the different brachas and all the different schools and everything. It's a half of a fella. You see sometimes a person during Dilchanim, he is not interested. He's just not interested. Or sometimes you see a person, he's thinking, he's clearing. I'm not at the chayin, I'm b'chlal not paying attention. And now I get to Rafay, I don't know anybody sick today. Baruch Aleinu, my father is a rich fellow, and he's b'chlal not interested at all. Right? And a lot of times he can accidentally walk out or amazing before the end of Birchas Kayhanim, he will not get the bracha of Birchas Kayhanim. Right? And the halacha is, I'll read the Gemara in Saita, that the bracha of Birchas Kayhanim is taka chal even on people that are not in the room. But it's only chal on the people that are anusim, that are honest, they couldn't come because, not because, he woke up late or because it means, he's, let's say, he's in a hospital, he's in this, he's that, he's sick in bed. Then the Birchas Kayhanim is chal on that person. But otherwise, the Birchas Kayhanim is not chal. Now, what does it mean the Birchas Kayhanim is not chal? So just to give you a little bit of a hasaga. So on Ben Zmanim, I had to go to Rechayim Kanievsky. And I have a protexia. I have somebody that gets me in. Right? One of these people that even money can't shmear this guy. But I know something. He needs me. I scratched his back. He scratched my. So Meli, but he took me in at a time because there are times usually that'll get me in, which is a much easier time. Like when it'll be at the point when there's really no Kabbalah's Kahal and whatever, something like that. But here I had to go as an emergency to Kishaylin, whatever. And I happened to have been in Bnei Brak at the time. Right? I was there for something. And the kids are, my children were with me. Right? And it was at 11 o'clock at night. Now, apparently, 11 o'clock at night, I don't know if it's on Ben Zman or that's Mamish crunch time over there. There were about maybe 200 or 300 people that are literally around the house waiting to get in, explaining to like 8 or 9 different Gabayim about the extreme importance of why they have to get in to talk to Rav Chaim now at 11 o'clock at night. And it's literally, you got to see it. It was like a line of people. And this person, through the curses and jeers of the crowd, took me through everybody and brought me up to right there in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and took me inside. It was a scum. The fascist for all of us, but he took and I you watch the Dover Niflah. You hear you have 200 people online trying to get a bracha from this great Goyin Rav Chaim Kanievsky. That's this Gadlado. They're trying to get a bracha, and there are people willing at 11 o'clock at night to stand blind for 2 hours, and they know they're not getting in, right? But I guess it just means that tomorrow night they have more of a chance, and they're willing to stand online for 2 hours to get a bracha from Chaim Kanievsky just to say, buah, That's it. Or maybe, I don't know, Huber. Azlach Uber. But that's it. Right? So now, the Baruch Shalom, the Zohar says, had this great big problem. Since Bria Sa'ilam, he was always giving the brachas. He's giving to Adam Arish and Peruvo. He's giving to Noyach, the Zohar says. It's also Medrash by us. Sifra says it also. He's giving it to Avram Avinu. Finally, he says, you know, Genik Shain. I'm giving Avram Avinu Vahenya Bracha. Avram Avinu has the koyach that whoever he gives the bracha to, he has bracha. The heya bracha, whatever Avram Avinu says, goes. Right? Afterwards, says the Gemara, the pasuk really in Vayikra Paraktes, that when Visam was Shmi, when Aaron Akoyin picked up his hands to Duchen for that first time, Aaron Akoyin was given that koyach, and koyach of bracha from the Rebbeinu Shalom was given through the hands of Aaron Akoyin and his children from that point on. That means that, you know, he waits on line to get a broken heart. He's asking, I'm not making this small. You know how much it's worth to me. It's worth a tremendous amount, right? Because you imagine, here he is, the whole purpose of getting a Baruch Hashem from Chaim, he's the person who we feel is the most connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. He's the one that signifies the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. So the Mela, imagine getting the Baruch from the Gemara itself, the Medrash itself, the Zohar itself, the Pasuk itself, that says that the Baruch comes straight from the Ribbono Shel Olam through the hands of the Kehanim. If you don't believe that, you are not a Jew. So you know, now it should give a little bit of a different attitude to our, you know, now, tomorrow morning, in Duchening, he stands like this. Scheinberg, Zecherno Levracha, used to go to America, so he used to always daven by the Svardim. So I'm by Svardim to get the Duchen every day in America. The thought by him of not getting a Duchening, not getting a Birchus Kan, it wasn't Shaykh in the Welt. Because he understood this. You know, you ask him why. Somebody once made the mistake of asking him why. You ask him, because the Rosh Hashiva loves mitzvahs. He wants to chap another mitzvah, you know, and whatever. Like, it looked at him like he wasn't normal, you know, like a chance to get a bracha. You know. So, hey, Ashkenazim, whatever. We have the meaning not to. It's a different story. It's a different shiur we'll talk about a different time. But that's definitely the first inyan. And I'm not going to, I really want to be marich more on the halachas, but just you look in the lashon of the chinuch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us bracha constantly. He loves Jews. He loves Eden. He wants to give bracha constantly. So what does he do? So in order, he made it like an inflation guitar, you know. We let's say I would tell you that every day at 7 o'clock in the morning, you get a bracha from Hashem. Boom, he blesses Eden at 7 o'clock in the morning. So you wouldn't feel it. You wouldn't feel it. Well, you'd be sleeping. Right, let's say 9:30 every single... 9:30 at night. Let's say 9:30 every single day. Akadosh Baruch Hu, the time you know that Hashem blesses Eden every day, 9:30 every single day, right? And that's in the Vatar Rabban and David and whatever. It would feel like, but you wouldn't feel it, so it wouldn't do anything to you. So he put it into a fleshika form, into form like finger lach, right, and toes and ears and like, you know, hands and everything, right? So that you feel that you're actually. It was such a chesed. It's such a. Imagine somebody tells you, I went to a chayin kiddiyaski for it, and it gave you a bracha. Thank you. Right? Huber. Right? But when he says something, he puts hands out, like Hashem makes a kind of antenna and everything. So you feel it. It's part of the chesed of the bracha. That's what the chinuch says over here. The Samuel Shmi, it's his bracha that comes to Klal Yisrael. I'm going to say some halachas first. Let's hold off on Shaz. But Samuel HaBracha, all toivis come through this bracha. All tithes come. It's not Kedai, I think. Hold off if you have a shyly ask after. But I'm just trying to give you a little bit of a siba to maybe listen, you know, to the Birchus Kehanim every day, and then we'll talk at the halachas. But it's mamish. It's a pella to me. It's mamish a pella to me. You see, mamish a pella. I mean, you know, Bishop Israelis, they got it every day for their life. So since they grew up with it, so maybe. But us, that we waited 18, 19 years to come to Eretz Yisrael, and then we get duchened and benched every single day. Imagine what it was in Shalosh Regalim. You know how it is in Shalosh Regalim in America. You see everybody all of a sudden, you know, all the guys in the back, you understand? All the guys in the back all of a sudden, right? Sadiq Yador, right? Because they understand that. Because when you don't get it every day, you understand I'm getting a bracha from God. That's how you understand. So it's like that. You get it every day. Tomorrow you're getting twice. Musaf, Shachris, right? It's unbelievable. Right? So that, I think, should be enough. Chizik, everybody's, we owe you a tremendous amount of. Thank you. Please come. Right. And Amaisa, you too, Rabbi Schwebel. I see you. So this is, I think, a little bit of chizik. Right? There's another kayin? Therm's a kayin? You're going to have to be nice to him? No, he's a Schwebel. Don't worry, I know what I'm talking about. Akoponim, the, now, Now let's go in order in the halachas. No, no, no. We didn't even start. You can't ask questions. We didn't start yet. You don't even know what we're talking about yet. I didn't even say what we're talking about. There's something called duchening. Now, duchening. Let's go to some of the halachas. Number one is that it is usher to leave once they call kahanim. Once they say the word kahanim, like this, Rabbi Yisai, right? There's no games. You can't leave, and the Yerushalmi gives you a wonderful curse. Ayuzvei Hashem Yichli will be destroyed if you leave when the kahanim go up to duchen. That's even in a situation. If you leave and you haven't been duchened that day, it's nisa deraisa possibly. If you did get duchened that day and you leave, I can't say it's nisa deraisa, but it's certainly dangerous. So therefore, it's not kedai to do. Number one. Number two. There is a mitzvah deraisa. The Bialacha starts out the simin in kufchav ches. He starts out. There's a mitzvah for the kayanim to duchen. There's a mitzvah deraisa for Yisrael to be gebenched. So forget all the skula and forget all of the hafladik bracha that the Zayir talks about, and forget all the danger of not being gebenched. If he leaves, but there's a mitzvah deraisa. You get a mitzvah deraisa. You know, Krishma is a mitzvah deraisa. Lulav is a mitzvah deraisa. To be gebenched every single day is a mitzvah deraisa. It's very, very serious. We're talking. I admit that there are shitas in these things, and some hold not like that, some hold yes like that. But that taka the Mishnah Berurah brings down. The Sefer Charedim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, also brings it down. Number two, number three is. Sorry? He's not mechuyev to go and get a duchening. He's not mechuyev. You know, if he does, it's a very nice thing. I don't know if it should be on the cheshbon of Seder, right? But let's say, you know, so if he's able to, he's able to, but you can't say he's chayev to. But if it's in that moment, in his mind, then he gets a mitzvah deraisa. The Zayar says like this, the thing with the hands, you know, which we don't do, right? So it's very interesting. The Zayar says in this week's Parsha not that why don't we do the thing with the hands, which I'm, you know, as you give a shiur, you very carefully not to do it, right? It seems that my side, Taka, I sent a shot once to Chaim Kanievsky, and Taka said that you're allowed to do it to show people how to do it, right? That seems to be you're allowed to do it. But yeah, I'm going to tell you something interesting. Even the Kahanim, Zayir seems to say, are not allowed to do it. Shloi b'shas duchening, and it brings down. You know all the Kahanim that they show us.
Yeah, you can't do this.
I'm not going to do it. But like, you know, right, you know, like, you know, you can't do it. You can do it, right? So I just, you know, right? Sorry. It says in the Zayir. I have like the Zayir for Dummies on the bottom. Explains like all the Zayir. So I think over there in the Zayir for Dummies, it's mashma that it's not just on Yisraelim, it's also on Kahanim, and it seems to bring down 10. Sitra achras into his body. I don't. You know, listen, let me tell you a story. There was once a bacher who was going off the derech in Satmar. So they took him to Satmar Rebbe. He was hanging out with some bad guys. Hanging out with bad guys. You know? So Satmar Rebbe went like this to him. He said to him, you daven every day. Yeah. He says to Satmar Rebbe, no. He says, he's daven about Malshinim. It says in Lashinim, Saker, Smager. What's Smager? Now you should know. I think I heard this story when I was a young lad, right? And all those I never even knew I was saying Sagamer. The whole time I was saying Sagamer until I heard the story. That's why the story is like it's Karav Lalibi, right? Tagamer to end them. And I'm like, what? It's not Tamager, it's Tagamer. No, the guy's looking at me. Okay, but it's Tamager. So does anybody here know what Tamager is? Samager is? You know what it is? You know what it is? You say it every day. You know what it is? 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 You don't know. You know what it is? You don't know. No one knows. What's the Magar? So Satmar Rebbe said, I also don't know. I also don't know. But if he's hanging out with Sashamer and Tachmi and Tashpilem and whatever, he's hanging out with all those guys, stay away from him. And he's telling this, you know, the same thing. So I don't know exactly what 10 Sitra Achras are and whatever, you know, but he's hanging out with all the other bad stuff that are going on there in the Zohar, stay away from him. So Tachlis, the idea, I have so much fun with you guys. You're the last year of the week. This is where it all comes out. But anyways, 18 coffees ago. But so Tachlis, don't do the thing with the hands.
Just one hand?
Huh? I don't know. Don't do the thing with the hands.
I can't do it.
Don't. Okay. You know that guy is like, I can't do it. He's doing it perfect. I can't do it. What?
Why does he deserve it?
Why? Oh, I'm going to tell you a big story, Rabbi Jacob. Big story, my big story in life. When I say things in Zaire, don't ask why. Don't ask why. Just ask what? I don't understand what you said. If you're reading, don't ask why. I'm not sure if you made this comment. But the day I understand these things in Zaire is the day I stop hanging out with you guys and I start hanging out with my friends in caves. Right? But, okay, let's go weiter. Right? But you made me upset just now. Akapanim, Okay, let's go weiter. Now, the Goyin, again, I want to talk about only things that are Negeya for Yisrael in the Dochening process. The Goyin had the minig. That is my minig also. If you'll ever come to my house or you will get a bracha from me, you'll get a bracha only with one hand. Because the Goyin had a minig that you should never bench with two hands, because that surah of benching is only miyuchad for kahanim. Is only miyuchad for kahanim to bench. When they bench, you go to a kayyim, he gives you a bracha. He could do it with two hands. But Yisrael does it with one hand. Lemaisa, if I'm not mistaken, the minig is not like this. The minig is your father's, they bench you. You could tell me if I'm wrong. I think your father's bench you with two hands?
Yeah,
your father does one.
My father does one.
What? Does one. Yeah, so I do one also. And if you get a bracha from me, I do one. And, you know, I charge. So nobody should just, like, so fast or you'll think you're going to get. What?
I get a stamp from you.
A stamp?
A stamp.
I have a stamper. I have a fancy people stamper now. I put on a stamper. With the right hand. Like, Akapanim, that's another din for Israel. Now, are there any Bechayrim here?
There's something about...
That's better. You mean? That's better. I'm not familiar. It's hard for me. No, these are things that I'm in. Mishabrua has a long Bi'alach. Everything I'm quoting today is basically from Mishabrua and Bi'alach. But I wanted to keep it on these in Yonah. But the Bi'alach has a long Bi'alach here about this. He basically comes out, I think, not like the Goyin, and he says the minhag of them is you can do two hands. I don't know. Is there any mila to do two together? That I'm not familiar with. But like upon him, there is such a minhag. You have to know there's such a minhag. If you have it, you have it. If you don't, you don't. The Maisa, the Mishabru and Sikar Chabez brings down the halacha is, I think you all know, that a Levi washes a Koyin. A Levi Katan, if there's no Levi Gadol, does not wash. Levi Katan, when you were a child, you didn't wash the Kayanim, right? Or you shouldn't have, right? A Koyin Acher, a different Koyin, also shouldn't wash a Koyin. A Yisrael also shouldn't wash a Koyin. If there's no one else, who washes a Bechor? The Bechor washes the Koyin. Any Bechorim over here? So now, you can only wash if there's no Levi. So if, like, let's say, you tie up. Oh, I don't know, right? Hey, where is he? So then that's called there's no Levi, and then you'd be able to wash, right? But if there's a Levi, then he has to wash. He has to wash the Bechor. Otherwise, the Bechor gets washed. But if there's no one else except for a Bechor, then the Koyin washes his own hands.
What?
The minig is that the Kayanim, the Ketanim don't dachin.
They do.
Yeah, it's in America, I think they do, right?
They do when they're
in America, they're
and they're not allowed to say the bracha out loud.
Yeah, but in Israel, they don't. In Israel, they talk it though. Why was the minig in America? They
don't say it loud enough for someone to hear them.
They do make a bracha though, or? I remember growing up, this is in the Gag in Shtetl in Hungary, that I think that I remember that the Kayin Katan would go under the talus with his father.
Yeah.
Is that right? Do you remember that?
I've seen them go under their own.
What?
I've seen them go under their own.
I don't know. In Eretz Yisrael, there's not the minix. I it's hard for me to talk about these things.
Why are you guys looking at it?
You hear that as well? You saw people do it? But it's also not a right. I'm saying it's American. They probably have their Shtamsach from the American. You know, he was probably in the same Gagan with me in Hungary, in a shtetl somewhere in Satmar.
A
Levi Tamat Chachan. Israel? No, I'm not. Yisrael can never wash. Yisrael can never. The big Shaila, there's a big, the famous story, the Brisker Rav, somebody who told me the story. I heard the story once from a Koyin, like a 17-year-old Koyin Bacher, who was once by the Brisker Rav. Now he's, I heard the story from him, he was 85, but now he's, I don't know. He said that he was by the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav had a private minion in his house. At the end, he was not well also. He had a private minion, and here's this 18-year-old, 17-year-old Bacher, and he goes to wash his hands, and there's the Brisker Rav. Anyway, he froze. He said he couldn't do it. Okay? And this taka big shayla. If a Talmud Chacham Levi should wash or not, Mishabru says yes. Mishabru says he should wash. He says, but he's getting his hands washed by the Brisker Rav, by the name Salafetchik, by the namesake of the Beis Halevi. So the Ma'aseh Dalach is yeah. Now the Zayir says like this: if anyone in this room hates the Kayin, and if the Kayin has a mutual hatred back, right? So the Zayir brings all types of wonderful bedtime stories that I tell my children about Kayhanim that dochened without Ava, without love, and the stories don't have happy endings, and my wife doesn't let me tell children stories anymore, right, to the kids. They have terrible endings. What? Oh, so that might suck, but... No, it's enough if the Kayin hates. It's real hate. It's real hate. What does real hate mean? So,
yeah. No. Like,
I would like you to ask everyone to leave for a moment. Didn't I tell you no more asking? Well, oh, this is your last. Yeah, no, so there's a big difference. The difference is that it's true. If he's harboring sinna, there's a difference between harboring, Rashi says in Yuma. You're like, he wants to hate. And one is, the person offended him, but he still loves him. He's a yid, but he's upset about his actions. It's true. Don't. It's just that it's not so easy to person to cut. That's why the kayanim, you have to make sure the Yisraelim over here have to work very hard on making sure that the kayanim learn Musar every single day and work on themselves every single day. Because I think it's a little bit not fair that the Yisraelim, all of us, should have to work on ourselves to not get the kayanim upset. Right? Instead, we have what? Tzachikol, what? We have like 5, 6 kayanim. What do you have here? 6 kayanim. So get the kayanim, make sure the kayanim every day are working on Musar, Shar, Vatronis and Shar, Ava and whatever, and Orch Tzadikim, right? He looks like he's getting upset with me. You look like you're upset with me. I'm not joking. I mean, I am joking, but I'm not joking. If you look in the Zohar, it's some of the scariest things in the Zohar in Parshas Nasai. And Parshas Nasai has a like exploding woman, and there's a lot going on in the Zohar over here. And the most scary thing in the whole entire Zohar in Parshas Nasai is what goes on when a Kohen, what happens to the Kohen too. Mm-hmm. But Akoponim, it's quite a scare. Well, let's talk after the Kohen and leave. What? No, he should make sure he loves Israel. This mistaken identities and all types of, he could be Don in Makovskos. I can't answer this question because I saw the Zohar last night. Yeah, so ask me it like next week. Again, ask me next week. As of now, Ichapachad Moira Gedoyla to tell a kohen to go up when he hates. But it is true what Rabbi Jacob is saying is that it has to be real hate and sinna. I mean, the Gemara, when it talks about sinna and psuleidis and whatnot, discusses a person that for 3 days isn't talking to someone. That's already called sinna. Or if you can't look at someone straight in the face, that's called sinna. These aren't such poshut things, and that's why I prefer not to answer this question. Because, yesterday, if you'd asked me a question, the answer would be one way, right? But last night, I saw the Zohar, and it's a little bit hard for me to decide. So come back in 3 days. After I stop hating you. Okay, so Mishabura in Siv Katin Nun Aleph, Mishabura says that it is mutter for Yisrael to sit during Birkas Kohanim. He says, of course, the minig of all of Klal Yisrael, the Kohen is mutter to stand. But it's mutter for the Yisrael to sit during Birkas Kohanim. However, the minig of all of Klal Yisrael is, of course, that the Kohanim, that the Yisraelim stand. Why am I telling you this? Is because, if you're ever zaycha to see Shragi Kal's Davin during Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, right? So you're just going to see some roadkill in the side of the base medrash on the floor over there, and I am unable to stand at that point or stand or breathe or anything. And Mamela, the duchening is something that I sit for, and that, of course, is mutter gomer, because you're not me ikra din mechuyev to anyway stand for duchening. So certainly when you're weak and chalash, so then you're not mechuyev to stand. Before I learned this halacha, so I used to have one bachar on one side and one bachar on the other side, and it held me up like this, But now, Baruch Hashem, for this halacha, you don't have to stand. The Mishabura and Sivkat and Samech discusses, it's actually married to Kazakh. In America, here, the Shulchan Aruch says like this. It's married to Kazakh. Everything in Klai Yisrael is in Makor, right? It says, after Sim Shalom, Mishabura brings Sivkat and Samech, Shbruch says, "The koydim amen a dain lunis time a bracha. Achshav a minig. The minig is to say to the kohanim, be redusam when they come down. Shkoyach, shkoyach. Right? First Mishabura. Right? What happens after duchening? Everyone says shkoyach, shkoyach. Right? You ever notice in Eretz Yisrael they don't? Yeah. Ever notice they don't?
Because when you do it so often,
So I think the Velt says. Wait. So the Velt says. The Velt says like this. The Velt says the Pshat is because look, three times a year. No, what's this, right? 4, 5, 6 times a year. What do you have in America? Sacha called. No, right? But in Eretz Yisrael, it's like every day. I have to say Shkoyach like every day. I don't even wave at people good Shabbos when I walk down the street, right? So I'm certainly not going to say Shkoyach every single day. Chalila, I should give the guy a thank you, right? But that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is like this. If I marry the Gazach at the end of the Beis Yosef in Art Simon, actually it might be in the Shulchan too. I didn't get a chance to really. He talks about an Eretz Yisrael they duchen every day, whereas in Sif Mem I think.
14 times.
Kayin up Yishpani in a cup. All right. It's more of the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says in Eretz Yisrael they duchen every day. And in the Chutz Arts they don't. Everyone discusses why in Chutz Arts they don't. And whatever, I'm not getting involved because in Chutz Arts, you know, you're not shari b'simcha, you don't have simcha because you're in Galus. But I'm not going to make you sad. But anyways, over here, the Beis Yosef says, Merdek Azach. He says, Yashir Koychachem, that's what he writes, Beis Yosef in the Sefer, Yashir Koychachem to the B'nai, Marava, B'nai Eretz Yisrael, that they duchen every day. Right? So the Beis Yosef already gave the Shkoyach. Right, that's them in Pashup Pshat. The Beis Yosef is like Shaykh Gebin, the Shashah Koyach, right, that they duchen every day. That's Pshat. But Ali, but the Emes, you really shouldn't say Shkoyach. Why? Because we spoke, Beshaita, when we spoke about Tachanun. I don't remember, I think. Where we speak about Tachanun? I spoke of you once. What? Where was it? Right, very good. When we went to Dorton, to where we go, Gush Katif. Where was that? When we spoke to Tachanun, we saw that the Meridik Amayla of Tachanun is when Tachanun is connected to the Shemayna Asrei without any Dibur in between. So therefore, if you're going to say Shkoyach, right, that's ready. You lost. I thought that's what you meant also, because they go straight into the Tachanun. So Masha Enkein in Chutz Laretz, it's Gevaldik, right? In Chutz Laretz, it's over there. There's no Tachanun right afterward. They go into the Kaddish, right? Now you should not say Taka during the Kaddish. You're not allowed to say Shkoyach, right? There's always that one guy, you know, your Skadal is like, Shkoyach. But that's not wrong, right? But I'm just showing you that it's a mamish, a big problem to say Shkoyach, so don't feel bad if they don't say Shkoyach. Let me just finish, because I have a few more things I want to get to, and then I'll take any Shailas.
The Shabbos is okay.
What?
The Shabbos is okay.
Oh, so the feed this, you're allowed to say Shkoyach to him on Shabbos after the Kaddish.
All days I don't have
that. What?
All days I don't
have that. All day, yes, this week, and the Hanami this week. Right, of course, there's a Belzer Chasana, so you haven't been saying Tachman this week. Sorry?
No, that's why I'm Chutzlaretz.
You have to wait for Shabbos.
I mean, we do say Shkoyach.
Yeah, that's right, that's correct. That's what I'm saying. With you.
What?
Yeah, okay. So yeah, I'm not saying it's the greatest thing in the world to talk to our Chazar Sashat, but the Mishabruah says that's why the Kayin should stay up until after Sim Shalom and after Kaddish. Because he doesn't want you talking during Kaddish. Taka says it, right? Now, it's an interesting thing. There's one time, now I don't think you need a brain to say this halacha, but I'll say it because, you know, why not? You know, I think you all understand. Let's say you're online, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, getting a bracha from him. There he is, he's ready to give you the buah. Right? Okay, you'll be Reb Chaim. Okay, you're going to be Reb Chaim. No, you're sitting anyway, so you'll be Reb Chaim. Right? No, Lord, you're Reb Chaim, you. Right? You're Reb Chaim, right? I come in, now give me my buah, right? Wait, no, I'll tell you when, right? When I do this, give me the buah, right? Okay.
Bua.
You think this is a little bit rude?
Bua.
Like a little bit. No? Here I am, I'm ignoring him, right? You think it's rude, but Tyre is the most important thing in the world. We love Tyre, right? Okay. Again, give me my bua.
Bua.
That's a bit rude, you know, in the middle of a bracha to be learning, okay? Now, what's even more rude? Come, I need your help for this. Come. Now, you give me a bracha. Yeah, really? He said that? Ooh. Get out of here. What? Really? Really? Wow. Really? So that is that. Does that make sense? That one in the middle of Birchas Kehanim should be schmoozing. Right? That's what it looks like. Now I'm going to say even a bigger chiddush. Does it make sense while Chaim Kanievsky is giving you a bracha? I mean, these are things that are pashut, but I guess when we act them out, they have more of a tayelis, right? Right. Okay. It's a little bit rude for one in the middle of somebody giving you. So Mistama in the Rebbeinu Shalom the Kehanim, it's the same thing when my two Kehanim of your friends give you brachas. You probably shouldn't be talking. You probably shouldn't be breathing. You probably shouldn't be doing anything except sitting like this and accepting the bracha. Right? That's Mistama. At least l'kol ha'brachas, the same extent of the attention you give to the great guy of God class. Give me my man. I just want to make sure I finish everything on my list here. Now this is something which is very negeya. This is a good. I don't like calling Torah trivia, you know. But I got to get a different word. I want to say pitch of kiss, and trivia means like unimportant. It's very important, but it's cute facts, right? This is like, you know, impress your friends. What tidbits? Okay, impress your friends infantily, right? You know. So where is there ever a case in the world, the only case in the entire planet, that you're allowed to say Amen or any word for that matter in the middle of Shemayna Esrei? It's a good tidbit.
Right?
So there's Mishabrua doesn't say this case. There's no Mishnah Berurah in the world like this. In all 697 Simanim, you will not find it. In the 1,705 Simanim, Shulchan Aruch, you will not find it. In Shach, Netaz, and Mogen Avraham, in any sefer in the world. We had to wait till the guy in Rav Maisha was born to be Megala this, which he's correct. Because if you look good in the Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah talks about the Chazaras HaShatz, and the Shlich Tzibur, and the Mishnah Berurah basically, make a long story short, but what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah's Pesach is that the Shlich Tzibur, Pesach Duchening, when he has a sitter in front of him, is allowed to answer Amen to the Varech Hashem Mishmerecha. And the Mishabura, to make a long story short, it's a Machlek Mishabura, that's how we pass him. He goes that the Shaliach Tzibur should not say Amen to the Baruch Hashem Kishon Mitzvah Tzivano, but he should say Amen to the Varech Hashem Mishmerecha, etc. Now, Rav Moshe explains this. He says that the bracha, the Amen, he says, Meritikachidish. Usually, let's say a person didn't say Amen to Kiddush. You have to say Amen to Kiddush. But if you didn't say Amen to Kiddush, you might say Kiddush, yes. Right? Because Shemei Goyin is not connected to the Amen. It's not pshat that I say an Amen and that's how I get the bracha. You have to say Amen, right? But Shemei Kainim is what I'm just. Ramesh says that by Duchening, Ramesh learns it's different. He bases it on Rishayin. I'm not getting involved now in the Sugya. I just want to get the Dalacha. But Ramesh learns that you need the Amen as an acceptance. And Duchening is different. You know, there's no Shemei Kainim by Duchening. We're not trying to be Yotzei his bracha. We're trying to get the bracha. So we need to accept it. You have to say Amen. And Ramesh says, if you don't say Amen, you didn't get it. It's unbelievable. He says, Akrikach, that we let the Chazaras Hashas stop in the middle and say Amen. That's why we don't let him say to the Shekri Shalom Mitzvah Tzivon, what's it Negei on the Shekri Shalom? But on the Yivarechazah, he says Amen. Okay? Now watch this. So the Grain of Maisha, Lefi that, Dochening is a mitzvah of Eris. It's the most important thing in all of mankind, as we saw today. Right? So now, after he says the word Yivarechah Hashem Shmecha, even if you are in the silent Shema, listen to Rav Maisha. Rav Maisha says, if you're up to a different bracha, so he says, stop and listen. You can't say Amen. What can you do? Stop and listen, Rav Maisha says. Right? But if you're at the point of a Tayyashim Chalachan Elo Haidais, so Mimele, it's not a hefsik in your Shemana Asay. Rav Maisha proves from over here that even a Yachid could say Amen to the Yivarechah in the middle of Shemana Asay. I must tell you, this is not necessarily makubal by all the paiskin, but Rav Maisha, you know, is the greatest man that lived in the last 50 years. You could be saymechalim bein b'shasatchak bein shalay b'shasatchak. So Rav Maisha, you could be saymechalim. That's a merdik. It's a good voice. No,
what about
good
what about by Alkai Nitzor?
What
about by Alkai Nitzor? You can't say Amen.
Oh, that's for sure. That's a kavah chaymer. That's not a chiddush because that we know already. You can say Amen Yeshmei Rabbas and whatever. So, but here that's a good point to point out, right? Rav Maisha, now no one ever again should have a shaila. Let's say he's in the middle of Kriya Shema. How could that happen? They're up to Duchen and Gizim of Kriya Shema. Let's see. How could it happen?
It can't
happen.
Converse
it can't. Okay.
Yeah,
so, but
here, you're in Steve.
No, but that's not so simple because if you're in a different room, you might not be able to.
Whatever. You're minion is starting later. Though.
The same way that you're have
minion.
Kedusha.
You're like working in the back. You're dropping past Kriya Shema now.
Huh?
Well, you're not going to answer Amen if you're...
Are there any Bar Ditchev or 8 o'clock around?
You're allowed to say Kedushas.
Okay, let's say you go into Kirov. Let's say you go into Kirov one day. Wait, I have a much better case than you. Let's say you go into Kirov. It happened to you? Oh, so it does happen. Okay, so let's say you are the Rebbe of Rebbe Thurman. You're being Makariv him. Right? And you see that you know, he came a bit late to shul. Right? So in such a case, he says, he's in the middle of Kriya Shema, there he is. Yitzer, or very, very, Chai Sheikh, Chai Sheikh, Shalom. So all of a sudden they get up to Duchen. So he goes like this to you. So you tell him, Avadi, you're allowed to say Amen even in the middle. Sharei, you're allowed to say Amen in the middle of Shemana Esrei. So it's a Kavachimer, you're allowed to say Amen after you, the Ratzin, over here for sure. All those Shailas, you know, Amen Yishmer Rabbi, you're allowed to say, here's a Kavachimer, according to the Goyin Rav Maisha, that you'll be allowed to say Amen. Right? Very important. Maisha, it's a Ganta Sheet over here. It could be that if a person listens to only half of Yivarechacha and he walks out, he might be over in Baltegra. If you listen, you know, Mamish major radio, he might be over on doing half of a mitzvah and not to its fullest extent. Come again? That's checkmate. That's the worst hafsik in the world ever. Right? What? Now that he has to just make sure not to start Shemana Esrei at that point, like. Yeah, that for sure not. Between Gal Yisrael and Shemana. No,
what
even Rav Maisha couldn't
do half a mitzvah.
What? Might be over on Baal Tigra. You need all your brachas.
That's
very exactly what this bracha is. No, Hashem should be shimer you. Hashem should give you bracha. It's unbelievable. Yair. It's Yair. Vichu Nechla. He should give us chain, other people's eyes. We should look good in other people's eyes. We should have chain in Torah. The Torah should be chain to us. Yisa Hashem Panavelecha. Yisem Lecha Shalom. He should give us peace, tranquility, calmness. Ruikait, calm, right? Not so wild, right? You know, it's married to Kazakh. Now, let me just finish my friends and family. Lagabe looking. Yeah. So, the halacha is that You all know that the minig is not to look. The ikar halacha was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash to look when his hands were out of the talis, right? That was his kana noira to look, as the shechina was resting on the hands, and mamela to look was, you know, automatic blindness. I mean, when we were growing up, they said like this: you look once, you go blind in one eye. You look twice, you go blind in two eyes. You look a third time, you die.
How do you look a third time?
Ah, you got it! No, I need the whole hand. I thought that I was 6 years old. I looked at that guy. You know that guy? He smells a little bit too much like herring and Bromfin. Like, it's like 7 o'clock in the morning, and this guy's doing. You know that guy who goes like this, you know, like with all of his might, and you come home and you're like missing a piece of flesh. He thinks that this is a mitzvah to hurt children and other creatures. And so he says, "If you look once, blind in one eye, twice." I look up at him. I'm like, "But if you don't have two eyes, how could you look?" Right, right. It's okay. I got him back. Don't ask me. But anyway, so Lemaisa, my psychologist says I have to talk about these memories. Let me say two more things. Lagabe the looking. So the minig is nowadays not to look, because the ikar not looking was in the time when the Shekhinah rested and they said the shame on the fire ash. Our minig is not to look. Mishabru said that if you look in the Zayar says in Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, and those pages, there's all the Zayars, when you look nowadays, if the hands are out, again, our minig is not like that. I've seen it. That's also dangerous, even Bisman Azeh, when they're not saying the Shem first. Our minig is that we cover with a talis, so all the danger seems to be gone of looking. However, Mishabru still brings the minig is not to look, because then you're not going to pay attention to the bracha. You're just going to be concentrating on back, four, back. Hey, look, and I left, he goes back and forth. Right? What's going on?
Aren't the Kahanim not allowed to look at their own hands?
The Kahanim can't see his hand because there's a talus blocking it, right? But it drapes over. So next time you look, you'll see what I'm
saying. Yeah, actually, it drapes over.
What?
They put the talus.
I know, but what is it? How does it drape over? What?
If there's no talus, I'm meaning it's not to. Medina could be it was mutter. But the minig is not to, because of all these things. What? Anything that's going to draw attention, that's for the shir, I'll give maybe one day on Hilchus Kayanim, but that anything that's going to draw attention, you can't do. So, you know, if there he is with like, you know, oh, I don't know, like a beach towel going like this, right? So it's going to draw some attention. So that you shouldn't do. But again, looking is not usur bizman azeh, but you should not look, the Mishnah Berurah says, because you won't be able to concentrate. Now, two more things.
We're looking at the feet.
Just one moment. Feet? Right?
We have to do we spread our feet.
No, you're supposed to be thinking about the bracha. You're supposed to look in a sitter. Look in a sitter so you see the words. Yeah, accept the bracha.
Or just any part of the person.
But it shouldn't be looking really at anything. You should be concentrating on the bracha. Right? Sorry? It's a very big problem, but sorry if there's not enough talesim.
Can you do it without a talus?
Our minig is not to. Even though Medina might have been mutter, but the minig is not. Rabbi said, let me just finish up these halachas of Yisrael. The Gabi where you stand, Medina, if you're inside the base medrash, and even Medina, if there's no room and you're outside, and Medina, if there's mamish oinus, it would work even if there's a wall between you and the Kahanim we hold. Right? Even Medina works there also. However, again, if a person is able to go, let me explain. You stand over here, you be the kohen, man. Right? The halacha is that you have to be panim el panim. Right? Now, sometimes I could talk to somebody like this, and I could even have a conversation like this. So, Mishabru is mashma, if I'm standing in such a tzura, I stand like this. Right? Even though I'm literally on the same level as him, that's also called panim el panim. Right? Now, where's this nigga? But let's say I'm standing over here. Let's say you get like a good mizrach seat. Right? It's going to happen. You guys are the ones that makarav theorem and whatever. So you'll get the seats in the mizrach. I promise you, if you makarav, I'll put you in the front. Right? So there you are, sitting in the front. Right? Now, I have a problem because you know the guy, you can sit now, you did very well. Right? You know the guy who davens the world's longest Shmoneh Esrei? He has a t-shirt. Right? You know? A t-shirt. World's longest Shmoneh Esrei. He's still in Chakras. We're up to the middle. And there he is. And he decided to dive in behind you. Right? You know. So, Mamela, now you want to go back. Right? You know. Right? I go, it doesn't help to keep going like this. Right? You know, that look back. I hope you die. Right? You know? You better be dying. Yeah. It's a little bit hard to concentrate when someone turns around and breathes hot smoke. especially when it's come through the nose. So therefore, in such a situation, I love this place here. It's the last of the week. I'm so chilled. Anyway, when you can't go back, the halacha is you're not allowed to go back. So the halacha is, the Gemara in Sita says, that that's considered also an oinus enough that the bracha is chal on me even though I'm in front of the kayanim. In other words, there's levels. G'dayle Yisrael, we're makbid to go right in front of the kohen. That's milas and chumras. You don't need to do that medina. You're allowed to stay in your place as long as the kohen is in front of you. If the kohen's in front, you're allowed. Even Ankedekach, like I explained, the kohen is on the side of you. Medina, it's mutter. It's better to be at least a little bit behind the kohen. Better a little bit. However, if you have no breira, like Lamashal, you're standing behind some in front of somebody, Tash Mezer, like, for example, the Chazar Sashat, the Shlich of Tibur, of course it can't move. So may all those people, we say the brach is chal on them, because since they're einus, the brach is chal on all of them collectively. I think I have one more halacha. Even if you're behind a wall, like I mentioned, let's say you have a pillar, like in the mirror. Right? I remember when I was a young lad there, it's like my seat was the one right by the pillar. Right, that was, you know, my schos. So Mamela, you know, Medina, you know, you're not mechuyev to move over so that you shouldn't be blocked by the wall. It's a nice thing too. It's a mile and a hit there, but Medina, as long as you are in front of the kayin or behind, whatever you want to call it, that is the seder. I guess you call it in front. The last halacha is.
How's your work then? There, and he still gets to.
No, there's one last halacha, which. Again, I'm going to say this with a heavy heart because I don't really want you guys to do this halacha. But there's one last halacha, which is, again, this. I think we covered all the Yisraelim, all the Yisrael halachas. The one last halacha is if a person has a bad dream, right? So, you know, you have to know, our dreams are not exactly, sometimes they're caused by all types of things, like, you know, bad schnitzel or whatever. What's going on in our dreams are not exactly a riot, like, what, you know, they're not necessary. So sometimes we have this dream. Oh my goodness, I dream that this one died. I get these phone calls all the time, right? I say, well, you know, that the biggest, what you're supposed to do in this situation is you're supposed to donate money to the kailul of the Rav that you just called up. Our dreams are not, the Paiskim are very, very weary to consider our dreams to be scary. But sometimes someone calls up and, you know, they say they had a dream, one of these like dreadfully scary dreams, which I tell you now, you'll dream it tonight, so I won't tell it to you. Right? But, and you ask them all the questions, you know, did you think about it during the day? You know, did you have bad schnitzel before you went to bed? This, all the different things. And it comes out, no. You know, so then a lot of times, you know, we look at our dreams, you know, and this is a person, what's going on in his head anyways. So we're not so into the dreams nowadays. But if a person has Agnes Nefesh, Nafsha Aguma, he had a bad dream, a terrible dream, and it's taken not because he thought of something yesterday. So one of the eights, you know, there's something called the Tavas Chalim, and it's in the Siddur, and it's a long process. One of the eights is that in the Siddur, by the Birskanim, it's Hine Chalamti Chalim, right? Chalam Oisai Maider. We all read this little Nusuch once and whatever. So that, just a moment. They don't say it every day, for sure not. No, absolutely not. They don't say it every day, for sure not. But in Eretz Yisrael, if a person were to have a bad dream, right? So this would be one of the eights. Now the shas, when does he say it? When exactly say it? Because they're duchening at the speed of light, right? They're not giving you a chance to say it. So there is a mishabura, that is mashma, that he's allowed to say it during the actual yivarechacha. He has to stop and say amen, but he's allowed to actually say it during the yivarechacha itself. You know, before one applies this, he has to ask a responsible Orthodox rabbi, you know, if his dream warrants that behavior, right? And if not, you know, otherwise, I once accidentally, without the disclaimer, said this in a shir, right? And then I was davening that establishment the next day, right? And I also gave them examples of all the bad dreams. And I just said, you know, if you have a bad dream, like the ones the Gemara talks about, and I said them, which I won't say over here, right? And there you see that morning, right? Interesting, a lot of guys that never show up to Shacharis, right? And there you see all of them, and like, you know, all of a sudden, when it gets to your breath, you see... So, you have to ask first, responsible rabbi, if your dream warrants such behavior. Good Shabbos. Thank you all for coming.